If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
It's Friday, Atlanta. What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man,
we got a lot to get to, man. It feels like we are just waiting. You've been to the doctor, right? And you're in the waiting room, and whether you're waiting for a phone call with results, which seems like it takes forever, and that's nerve-wracking, or you're in the waiting room and you're waiting for them to call you, Mr. Bell, Mr. Bell. That's what it feels like as a fan base right now with this Michael Penix news, because yesterday after practice, you know, when he revealed, Mike, that he had a call with his doctor and that was supposed to happen. And I just feel like most people, most Falcon fans are like, okay, he's going to get cleared. You guys have been talking about this for weeks. He looks fine. You said he looks fine. He's going to get cleared. I don't know if that's the case, but I do want you to hear this from yesterday as we get the show started. Falcons, regular practice today. They'll have their second preseason game tomorrow. All the work they hopefully wanted to get done got done over the last couple of days, and we will dive deeper into that. But this was Michael Penix telling reporters after practice about his conversation, hopefully to come, with his doctor.
I mean, I do a lot of drill work. As far as the pocket, I can do everything. If I had a rush coming at me and everything, I can get away. But it's just right now, if I don't get away, that's what we're thinking about. If I don't get away, you know, I don't think my doctor is ready for me to, you know, take those hits right now. But that time is coming real soon.
If I don't get away, Mike?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, we break down everything Mike says, and he's very open with his quotes. We said it earlier today on our pre-show. Maybe he's letting you in too much into what's going on between his ears. But, I mean, some guys will hear that and go, he's shook. Other guys will say, he's listening to his doctor. He's fine. You know what I mean? It's all matter. If you're a Penix guy, say, well, that's good sense. Why rush something? You listen to your doctor. Yeah, right. Okay, sure. You don't rush back. You don't take that boot off like a week early, right? Okay. But it's Penix. So the man is listening to doctor's orders. All right. Other guys would say, get your ass out there, man. You tell the doctor I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Can he be trusted?
But it's a good question.
We're going to find out.
It's a good question.
We're going to find out.
Look, I don't...
Now you're dogging a guy out for listening to his doctor. The doctor told you to take Crestor because you had high cholesterol. You're going to listen to your doctor. He's listening to his doctor. I'm just trying to preempt all the idiotic things that guy's going to send to us on the text line in like 3, 2, 1.
It's fair, man. Look, I don't know if he's shook. It's concerning when he says, if I don't get away. Isn't that still a mental block? Or is that coming from the doctor? I asked you and Day-Day today. Where is that coming from? Like this idea of, yeah, I can play. I feel good. I could probably take a hit, but it's, you know, I probably could escape. But what if I don't? And like, where does that come from? What if I don't?
Maverick, engage. It's no good. It's no good. Yeah, I mean, look, this is the great conundrum. As I said, it all depends. If you're a Michael Penix guy, nothing to see, man. You and Dukes making stuff up again. Or if you're on the other side of it, it's a curious thing to say. You know, and again, I appreciate his openness, but it's something like, okay, all right, so there's some doubt there. Some doubt in the back. There's creeping doubt in the back of your mind.
There is. And by the way, this is what we're guessing, okay, that if he is in fact cleared, once we get word, and guys, we may not get word till Monday, okay?
Right.
I mean, seriously, I know everybody's expecting it. Like I said, you're in the waiting room, Mr. Bell. It may not happen today. Certainly, they don't want to take away from the preseason game tomorrow. But if it gets out, it gets out. But if it happens that way, then he has to play in the third preseason game, right?
No, he doesn't. I mean, we're thinking he would, but I just don't think. Well, ask Brian McFadden about that coming up. NFL Insider and Daniel Flick, who's up in Indy, tell us what's going on, what he saw. But yeah, that still might not equal him being out there on the final preseason game next Friday.
So what's that mean, Mike, in the big scheme of things? If you're not going to play him even after being cleared, and you're saying, in essence, you don't need to see him in a preseason game, yet your philosophy, Kevin Stefanski, is to play your starters.
Right. I mean, that's a good way to put it. But is he they're handling him like a Fabergé egg? Look, because one more hit, as we said, I mean, this is a guy, he's the most injury-prone quarterback the Falcons have had since Chris Chandler. Okay, that's facts. You know, Mike Vick had one injury here. Okay, that was it. One. And that was, you know, a tackle on the field that was, you know, it was kind of like pulled down from behind. But this guy's had a number of injuries. So that's why a lot of folks are like, not so sure about drafting him. But either way, let's get the evaluation so we can finally see it with our own two eyes. I'm based on how things have rolled this entire summer, I don't think we see him in that week three preseason game.
404-726-0929. You can let us know what you think and what is your interpretations of what he said. He did say at the same time, when talking about this yesterday and talking to his doctor, that he thinks the time is going to come and it's going to be soon, right? So he keeps, feels like somebody else. It's close. We're going to get there. It's going to happen soon. And I can't put an exact date on that. Meanwhile, Mike, you were telling me we've signed another defensive tackle?
Yeah, Eric Johnson, the second. And he's a guy that has played for the Colts and the Patriots, back with the Colts practice squad last year for the Vikings up until a few weeks ago, and now with us. So he's a guy who's played in 50 games. He's got one sack, 41 tackles in his career. But adding depth, he's a guy for grabbing space in the defensive line. 6'4", 320.
All right. And again, Lakell London and a couple other guys were out. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it. Yeah, he's back. But we talked about not being in that first day of practice with the joint practices with the Colts. Right. And, you know, the run defense is a concern. Is this a depth piece? Yes, it is. But we just don't have that dominant defensive tackle as other teams do.
Right.
And that includes in our division, man. I mean, you know, Brown in Carolina, Vita Vea in Tampa. We haven't had that kind of guy. So bottom line is he'll come in here. Nate Oley, our defensive line coach, knows him, and hopefully we can get some production out of him.
Yeah, and there was the crossover those two seasons, to your point, when he was drafted in the fifth round for the Colts.
Yeah, man, because, you know, again, you go with people you know, or at least people you feel like can help you, and I have no issues with that as long as they can come in and help you. Sometimes, Mike, you do that and it feels like it's the wrong move because you're too close to it. In other news, though, guys, as we talk about the Falcons wrapping up this week in Indianapolis, and by the way, I'm taking nothing from the preseason game tomorrow. Starters aren't playing, right? You could look at the first preseason game a little bit different. Tomorrow, or how much are you analyzing Jack Strand? Because he didn't get any snaps, by the way.
Yeah, that's the thing for Jack. We like his game. We like the upside potential there. But he's a guy that, you know, you hope can make the practice squad. Stash him and hope that nobody goes and steals him. But I would imagine Cooper Rush would probably be the number three. Although Cooper Rush hasn't exactly been blowing doors. I mean, he was pretty awful himself, like everybody else on that first preseason game against the Broncos. But yeah, I'm looking to see the backup linebackers, the Kendall Daniels of the world.
Okay.
You know, see what Perkins does. See, you know, by the way, Avion Terrell. We have not really spoken about Avion Terrell. Had a pick earlier at camp when you and I were up there a few weeks ago, but. Secondary is not getting rave reviews. Again, we'll ask Daniel Flick from the AJC what he thought about it the last 2 days up there in the scrimmage. But let's see if Avion Terrell can bring some heat.
Yeah, there are certain things. And, you know, we didn't even mention this because it just hasn't been top of mind. We had a chance to talk to our new kicker, Nick Folk. He went 6-for-7 the other day. Mike missed a 53-yarder. And I only mention that because that's where I think his range is. That's where we talked about this early in camp. And then we had him on. He was great. A very, charismatic guy. He's been around the league a long time. And he's got a good leg. But I do think that is around the area where you start talking about 48 to 53. Mm-hmm. Guys, that's going to be a toss-up. But we need to make those gimmies, right? The ones that in that 35 to 40-yard range, yeah. Those are the ones that are going to make or break you in a season. But, you know, he missed a fit. So he went 6-for-7. But I only say that to say the kicking game, we haven't spent a lot of time on Nick Folk because we haven't had to.
Right. Longest is a 58-yarder. Hit some long ones for the Jets over his career. And every other team that he played on, he told us he's looking forward to kicking inside. But, yeah, it's not as bad as years ago when we brought Morton Anderson out of retirement. And Mort's range is literally about 40 yards, 40, 45 tops. And it was fun because Morton joked around about it, but there was a limit to where you could go with it. And now the NFL, the norm is, you know, 55 and plus are almost like, you know, 75%. You know, you're seeing guys, you know, not everybody has, the Cowboys level of kicker. That dude's at another level.
Bailey.
But you're right. But it's just – the good news is we're not going to miss the ones that are inside that we blew last year. The Younghoe Koo kicks and the three kickers we went through, the litany of just dysfunction in the kicking game.
Those are the three-foot putts. Those kicks we're talking about, those are the ones you absolutely have to make. Let me hear Kevin Stefanski, Big O, talking about this second preseason game. This will happen tomorrow, by the way. It'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we will have all of the action on Saturday. Pre-game's at 11, kicks at 1. And then they turn around next Friday in the final preseason game, and it will be Friday night next week, but it's on the road. We've only got one preseason game at home, and I think Mike said it. Maybe your approach to that might be a little bit different depending on where this team is and how you feel about it. Here's Kevin Stefanski on tomorrow.
Yeah, going to really be decided afterward, but by and large, our starters will not play in this game. This will be the twos and threes, if you will, and it's how Shane structured the reps on these practices to make sure that the ones are getting the majority of the reps. So then this is really their game, if you will, and then the twos and threes will play in the game.
Did you get anything out of these 2 days of practice? Did you take anything away?
I mean, Tua did not help the argument for him the first day. Apparently, the offense was better on the second day. The pass rush was a little bit better on the second day. The run defense was better on the first day. So, again, I have no idea what this team is going to be. They're adding pieces. They're adding depth, as we said, in the defensive tackle position. Danny just mentioned to me, Avion Terrell's been dealing with an injury. Something's up because he hasn't been practicing.
Yeah, remember we were there.
That's right.
I think
he was supposed to talk to us.
Yeah, and he has not been back on the field.
I mean, that's your first pick, albeit a second rounder. So you're looking for an impact because projected to be late first, early second round, and kind of a steal that he fell to us in the second round where we picked. But either way, that's not concerning yet. But again, we talked about Jalen Walker last year missing a big chunk of camp that kind of affected how we got out of the gate.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, we were supposed to talk to him. That's right. And then they brought us Kendall Daniels. And we saw him, I think, the next day, and he was out there not in pads, but he was out there rehabbing and working out. Tua, by the way, yesterday in 11-on-11, 7 of 11, did throw 3 touchdowns in the red zone. I don't know if we mentioned that because we were so caught up with the Penix news and all that stuff that hit late yesterday. But to Mike's point, he did have a much better day. The offense had a much better day in day two, if that makes you feel better. All we want to do is give you the full scope. Right. I'm not trying to make anybody feel good or bad about either one of these guys. It is what it is. But to give you the full scope, and Penix threw 7-on-7, that's where he threw that interception yesterday. And so, you know, what do you make of that? I don't know, Mike, but you're right. It's hard for me to say, hey, these last 2 days, this is what I take away. I don't know. I want to put my – like there's something to say, hey, I put my hand down, and this is what I know about this football team. And right now, there's still a lot of question marks, even though we're about to head to the second preseason game, and then next week it'll be the third, and then we get 2 weeks. And whatever you feel is wrong or fixable, can you do it in two and a half weeks?
Well, remember, guys, it's not how you start. It's how you finish. And we had a horrible start in 16, looked really sloppy, a lot of penalties, gave up some big plays.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
Plays against the Bucs, going all the way to the Super Bowl. But I just know if we go up there and lay an egg in Pittsburgh, it's going to be doom and gloom. And then some guys who are yelling at me are going, well, maybe Mike's right, it's a gap year. But it's going to take a minute to get this quarterback thing straightened out. Hopefully Tua is continuing. Like, remember, guys, both guys have to learn the system. Both guys got to do more under center than they've ever done. And Tua is struggling with some of that, but we still don't have an evaluation of Mike because 7-on-7 just ain't the same.
Coming up, B-Mac, Brian McFadden, CBS NFL analyst, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, will join us.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.